podcasts at evergreens.com.
We are Buckhorns!
Ready, week 7 high school football. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens will kick off towards the north end zone. Toma's return team is on the field. Ethan McClug, a wide receiver, is back to return this kick. Evergreens are breaking the huddle, getting ready to put the ball on the tee. Game 1 of a Week 7 doubleheader. We go to the UP for Game 2, Wausau East Lumberjacks and the Kingsford Flivers in the second game of our doubleheader once we're done here. Alex Schuster has the ball under the tee. Here's his approach. Line drive kick. Let's light this candle. Fielded back at the goal line by McClug. Now tries to get to the center of the field. He doesn't get back to the 20-yard line. Not north to south on that return. He was east to west, and he's going to be stopped at the 18-yard line. Everest defense really a tale of two halves last week. Gave up 3 touchdowns in the first half against Wausau West. Pitched a shutout in the second half. So this is an Everest defense that has not allowed any points in the last 2 quarters, and Toma has not scored in their last 10. The Toma Timberwolves 2-4. Justin Gerke is their starting quarterback from the pistol. He sends receivers out to either side. Fake the handoff, throw intercepted, and it's going to be run right back to the end zone. Picked off by Reese Ostrowski. Pick 6 to open the game for the Evergreens. How about that for a homecoming start? Reese Ostrowski jumps the pattern along the far sideline and takes it right to the house untouched. Evergreens offense still on the sidelines, and they've got a 6-0 lead. Bryce Morris is out to try the point after touchdown. This will come out of the hold of Ty Strelo. And the Evergreens are late getting a player on here. Not sure if Delton Zuliger is supposed to be on here, but Delton Zuliger is coming on late. Better get into position before a delay of game is called. Snap a little bit high. Kick to the uprights is boomed right through. 7-0 Evergreens. The very definition of a quick start. Well, I guess for Toma, you get the ball right back. Try and get right back on the horse here, right? It was like Reese Ostrowski knew what was coming. Broke on that ball as soon as it was released from the quarterback's hands, and it was play action. A lot of times earlier in the season, the Evergreens would have bit on the fake handoff, would have bunched up towards the line of scrimmage. Not Ostrowski, who had that play read perfectly. We are 13 seconds into the game, and the Evergreens have a 7-0 lead. And I mean, for Toma, you kind of feel for them. Shut out their last 2 weeks, and then that is the start for the game. So, I mean, really, the first 2 plays weren't all that good. The kickoff return was poor. And then the Evergreens defensive back, Ostrowski, jumps the pattern and takes it right into the end zone. Alex Schuster has it back on the tee. Kickoff number 2. Line drive, bouncing at the 5. This will roll into the end zone. Toma will start first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Now this message, there are 2 types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC, Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and Fox Sports Radio, this Midwest communication station. Toma breaks the huddle. Same formation, twins to either side, and a single back behind quarterback Justin Gerke. Gerke this time rolls out. He's in trouble. Throws to the sideline over the head of his intended receiver. Evergreens had backside protection there. Thought that was Gerke, who is normally their starting quarterback, Evan Long. Long. Long is the shorter of the two quarterbacks at 6'0". Justin Gerke, who we may see before the night is done, 6'3". It is indeed Long in the pistol on second and 10. Two-step drop, throws short, it's complete right at the line of scrimmage. Completed to Xander Williams, and that play didn't get back to the original line. Minus one. Dominic Busco was right there. So Toma has had trouble moving the ball down the field. Interception. Incomplete pass and a pass that went backwards for a yard. Here's third and 11. Evergreen's already up 7-0 on a pick six. Again, a four receiver set, twins to either side. Ball's on the far hash. Quarterback long straight drop. Evergreen's not rushing here. Throws to Wallen on coverage. It's caught out of the 50-yard line. One-on-one coverage was too short there. That's the receiver downfield, Cade Geeknow, who made the catch. Geeknow had a step on Owen Latondras. Move the ball all the way out to the 49-yard line. That was a well-delivered ball, but the bottom line there is that the Everest defense was too soft in the secondary. So Toma picks up third and 11 and moves the ball right out to the middle of the field. From the pistol again, man in motion, and three up high. This is a handoff between the tackles. Short gain there for Nathan Spears. Spears is only 5'9", kind of a compact running back. He falls forward for 2 yards. Eli Westcott on the stop for the Evergreens. Joined there by Jackson. Davison was good a week ago against West. Toma huddles up between plays, and now they break and come to the line of scrimmage for a second and 8. Everything's been this formation, twins to either side. Long count for Evan Long. Gets the snap. Running back goes out on the flat, swings the ball out. That was almost intercepted again and knocked away. Keaton Edwards almost came up and intercepted that ball. Knocked away instead. Keaton had that read perfectly and also broke as soon as the receiver turned around to receive that ball. Dangerous play along the far sideline. Toma is lucky that it falls incomplete, and they'll get to try again at 3rd and 8. And Toma's moved the ball across midfield to the Everest 46. Should they fail on this third down, who knows, they might go for it on fourth down. Again, non-conference game, nothing to lose, trying to break a four-game losing streak. Long count, running back, I think, left early. This is a busted play. Quarterback has it. Second effort, lunges forward, but he is short. Long keeps it himself. I think the running back was supposed to take that ball and didn't. Reese Ostrowski makes the stop. It is 4th and 3, and not much of a decision here. They're keeping the offense on the field. 9.5 to play first quarter. Running back is shuttling this play in. That's Evan Westfall, who joins the huddle late with the play. Going for it on fourth down, they need the 38-yard line. Evergreen's crowd rises to cheer the defense on. It's a snap, jet sweep to the far side. This will depend on the spot. He's tackled right at the sticks. I think forward progress gives him the first down. Orion Bowe is on the stop. Boy, you know, the sticks on the far side of the field and the spot is on the near side. I think we're going to call the chains over. I think that's going to be a first down. But we will have a timeout for a measurement. I believe this is going to be a first down. In fact, the reaction from the Toma bench is, what are you looking at? It should be a first down, and yet the chains have not been advanced. And in fact, the sticks are going to come all the way through. I believe, and I got one of these wrong back in 1973, I believe this is a first down. Eagle Eye Conley from 100 yards away in the press box always gets these right. This will be a first down for Toma, I think. We are stretching the chains out, and they are, my goodness, wrong for the first time in 30-something years. They are short by a couple of links, and the Evergreens take over. The Toma bench can't believe it. You know what? I, in some ways, can't believe it either. I mean, just from where that ball was spotted and the reaction even from the Everest defense who thought that they had the first down, I mean, everyone thought that was first down yardage until it wasn't. And the Evergreens will take over just short of the 38-yard line. First play from scrimmage for Ethan Ostrowski, and he's already spotted to a 7-0 lead. Single receivers either side. Brennan Neitzel and Delton Zuliger. Zuliger gets the pitch. He's going to throw. It's a halfback option. Got a step down the field off of Chris Tilton's fingers. The coverage was pretty good. That defensive back for Toma did not bite on the halfback option. Incomplete. I get that sometimes you put the trick plays in the playbook so you feel like you got to use them. I get the feeling that the Evergreens could be pretty up front and run the football successfully on this Toma front. Let's see what they do here. Second and 10 after the trickery doesn't work. Delton Zuliger, Mr. Everything's got a hole near side, spins forward. Delton Zuliger's got 6 or 7 yards. Out across the 45 to the 47. You know, this is a big game for Delton because I just get the feeling that he's going to roll up more big yardage today. He will widen his lead statistically as the top running back in the division. It'd be really nice to see an Everest runner get that top honor at the end of the year. Zuliger's working on an all-conference season. Third down and 2 for the Evergreens. Zuliger again right between the tackles. Contact. Someone grabbed his face mask. He is forward for 3. First down. There's no flag on the play. And the Evergreens move the ball just across midfield to the 49-yard line. Now this, see an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care. Medford, Plover, Wausau, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays in Wausau, 8 to noon. So an incomplete pass and then 2 rushing plays move the sticks for the Evergreens. On first down, Zuliger again, big hole through the middle, the offensive line winning at the line of scrimmage. Zuliger gets into the secondary and tumbles down for 9 or 10 yards. They will spot him just short, second and a yard here. Under 8 minutes to play in the first quarter. An interception run back for a touchdown gives the Evergreens the 7-0 lead they enjoy now. You figure the whole playbook is open here on second and very short. Ostrowski snapped down at his feet. He'll pass. Looks to the flat and now tucks it down and runs. Ostrowski didn't like the coverage downfield, and he's got 8 or 9 yards first down. Boy, the linebackers peeled away when Ostrowski looked like he was going to cock his arm and throw it. Then tucked it and ran and gets down to the 32-yard line. 8 yards and a first down for the Evergreens. Everest is marching. And again, this comes after Toma came up just short, going for it on 4th and 3. Tilton is spread out wide, Strelo to the near tight side of the field. And a handoff, Zuliger, no, Ostrowski keeps it himself. Goes right between the tackles, short gain, 2 yards. Second and 8. Ostrowski will work from the pistol with receivers to either side. Strelo now across the formation. Design rollout. Ostrowski gets a block from Zuliger. Penalty marker down here. Ostrowski is just short of the first down. Down to the 24. It's either going to be a hold or a crackback block on the Evergreen. I don't think there was a hold out there. Maybe a block below the knees. Let's see. Penalty is on the Evergreens, and although I didn't see it, the Zebra did. Hold Everest. 10 yards from the spot. Hold came right at the line of scrimmage. The ball will move back to the 39-yard line. So second and 17 to go. Evergreens get to replay the down. For the first time, the Evergreens use a four-receiver package, twins to either side. Ostrowski designed rollout, backside pursuit, fakes, throws downfield. Hallenbach is on at the five, catches it, and into the end zone. There is a penalty marker down at the line of scrimmage. This play is coming back. Running back Delton Zuliger is pleading his case with the white hat, which means we could assume the hold is on him. A 39-yard touchdown pass is coming off the boards. The officials are huddling up before they give us an indication here. It was a really nice play. But instead, we'll move the Evergreens 5 yards back. Not a hold, illegal block on Delton Zuliger. And the illegal block instead of the hold is a 15-yard penalty from the spot. So the ball moves back across the 50 and back to the 41-yard line. Well, this would be interesting if the Evergreens can pick this up. This is second down and 34. Think little chunks here. Well, I mean, the two penalties wipe out all the yardage. This is where the Evergreens took over after Toma failed on first down. A draw play. Zuliger gets a block. He's across the 45, 50. He's down the sidelines. 40, 30. There's a penalty marker down. Zuliger has just run the ball into the end zone. There's a flag back at midfield. The Evergreens are about to have back-to-back touchdowns wiped out by penalties. Now, this hold came 15 yards downfield on the play. Delton Zuliger has what appears to be a 52-yard touchdown run. Block in the back on the Evergreens from the spot. And again, we can trust by who is going to the Court of Appeals here. Aiden Chacon was chatting with the referee as they are walking back the yardage. Again, this penalty is from the spot of the foul, and it happened downfield, so we'll move the ball back to the 46-yard line. Well, I'll tell you this, if the Evergreens put the ball in the end zone on back-to-back plays, there's no reason why they can't do it again, right? Right. We are replaying second down and 33. Ostrowski is under center. Handoff. Zuliger gets a block, cuts back, forward across the 50 to the 49-yard line. I'm happy to report there are no flags on that carry. Zuliger gained 8. We'll go under 5 minutes to play. This is third down now for the Evergreens and still very long. Third and 27. And you know what? If the Evergreens, for instance, pick up 10 yards here, they'll probably go for it on fourth down. Right? Bidenkowski and Strelo to the near side. Hallenbach and Tilton to the far side. Four-receiver package, design rollout for Ostrowski, good protection, throws downfield, one-on-one coverage, got a step too long for Chris Tilton, incomplete. So fourth down near the middle of the field, and the Evergreens will punt. So on this drive, the Evergreens take over after Tilton failed on fourth down, after Toma, beg your pardon, failed on fourth down, and the Evergreens have two touchdowns taken off the board by penalty. Neitzel will kick away for the Evergreens.
Boone Matheson for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, it's Boone Matheson to try this return. Neitzel's got a strong enough leg. He could pin them back inside the 20 from here. And who's taking the timeout? Toma was a player short. They had too many on the field there. 12 are coming off instead of 11. So Toma takes a timeout. Why don't we take one, too? 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. DC Everest 7, Toma nothing. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you're out on the boat, camping with your friends, or just at home, when it comes to a meal, you want the highest quality meat available. That's why you get your meat from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. What are you hungry for? A deliciously flavored or classic style brat, chicken cordon bleu, a juicy mouth-watering ribeye? How about a classic hamburger? Country Fresh Meats processes all of their meat in-house, only using natural techniques. When it comes to providing the best meats, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats. Taste the difference for yourself by visiting Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
Fox Sports Radio.
Punt formation from midfield on fourth and long. Toma called a timeout here. You know, Toma is sending everyone except the return man to try and block this kick. Evergreens did a great job. Here is a booming punt. Bounces at the 10, rolls inside the 5, and goes out of bounds. Can't do it any better than that. Brennan Neitzel ends the Timberwolves back deep. They'll spot this ball at the 7-yard line. Football today is brought to you by Telusti, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Telusti, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. 41-yard punt. You don't want that to roll into the end zone. So Toma, after moving the ball out to the middle of the field and then being stopped just barely on fourth down, takes over first and 10 here. Got a whistle. Movement up front or delay of game? Yeah, this is movement along the offensive line. The question is on who? False start, Timberwolves. They'll go half the distance to the goal. It's really the part of the field where you can't afford mistakes. The ball will move back to the 3.5-yard line. It is the Evergreens defense that's put up the 7 points that are on the scoreboard right now. 7-0 Evergreens. Evergreens sure were mistake prone on their first offensive touch. Timberwolves turn now on first and 14. This snap is going to come from right at the goal line. It's a quarterback keeper across the 5 and out of bounds near the 10-yard line. A little bit of breathing room as Evan Long got a block along the right side of his offensive line that got him a little more yardage. Second and 7. Evergreen's defense got to be thinking about a stop here. Get the ball back in good field position. Put a little more distance between you and Toma. Again, we've seen this twin receiver package to either side. Quarterback Evan Long, pistol formation. He'll get the snap from his own 5. Long count. Here he goes. Fakes the handoff. He'll keep it himself. Throws. Lofting ball downfield. It's tipped and falls well short of the intended receiver. Someone got a hand on that at the line of scrimmage. That ball was a fluttering duck that landed 5 yards in front of the intended receiver. Incomplete. Third down. And 8. I'm surprised that Toma didn't try to get that a little bit closer to avoid this third and long spot here. Everest student section already on their feet. Toma hasn't broken the huddle yet. 4:01 to play first quarter. Toma really needs this. Bad spot on the field for a 3-and-out. Let's see if the Evergreens defense can deliver. Got a man in motion across this formation, so twins to the near side. Look to the far side, slant, caught behind the line of scrimmage. This play goes backwards. Keaton Edwards, -3 on the play, back to the 8-yard line. Toma will have to punt from deep in their own end. Ty Strelo trots off the sidelines to receive this punt. He will wait at the Toma 40-yard line. This is the first time we will see Toma's punter. And this kick is coming from back in their own end zone. Lou Brookman. He's about 2 yards from the end line. Evergreen's going to try and rush this kick. The snap is low. It's fumbled in the end zone. He kicks it out. It's caught by one of the Evergreens in the end zone. Touchdown, Evergreens. punted right into the hands of Colton Lisinski. Beg your pardon, that's Orion Bowe. The snap was down at the punter's feet, trying to move backwards, knowing that he couldn't run out of the end zone. It would have been a safety. He tried to kick it and kicked it right into the arms of Orion Bowe, who snapped it right out of the air into the end zone. Touchdown Evergreens, 13-0. Two touchdowns on defense and now on special teams. Bryce Morris is out to try the extra point. So it's a bad snap and a blocked punt in the end zone that Orion Bowe recovers from midair. That takes really good reflexes. I mean, the kick was away and right into Orion Bowe's hands. Bryce Morris to try the point after touchdown. Here's the snap to the uprights. Good. Our new score, 14-0 Evergreens. Evergreens had really good penetration on that punt anyway. That punt, even with a good snap, may have been blocked. Gives us an opportunity to sing the praises of Orion Bowe, who plays both ways. Orion's prominent in the Everest defense, plays special teams too. And when the Evergreens need the tough yardage, a lot of times this year, the ball has been in Orion Bowe's hands. And he's just a junior. Figures to be the Evergreens' featured back next year. And, you know, he'll be a different kind of runner than Delton Zuliger, who's running up all the stats this year. But Orion Bowe is fast, and he's a bigger kid. When Orion Bowe has the ball late in the game, tell me how hard he is to get down. Evergreens are a man short on this kickoff unit. Dawson Zibden is laid out on. Now the Evergreens will kick this off. Tumbling kick to near the goal line. Fumbled. Picked up by one of the Toma up men going forward into traffic. That ball came out again. The Evergreens have recovered. This ball is going to belong to the Evergreens. That kick was fumbled twice, once near the goal line, was picked up there by Nathan Spears, and then Spears lost it again. Advanced the ball out to the 20-yard line and then turned it over. The Evergreens get the ball right back. Yeah, Toma's the underdog in this game, but right now Timberwolves are just making too many mistakes, can't get out of their own way. 3:04 to play in the first quarter. Evergreens up 14-0, and the offense comes out with a super short field right at the 25-yard line. Bad snap and a blocked punt. That's no good, and you fumble the kickoff right after it. Quarterback Ostrowski is under center. Handoff, first man through. That's Brennan Neitzel. Neitzel is through for 3 yards. Not much in between the tackles there. Second down. Just like that, Neitzel comes out. The Evergreens are opting for an extra receiver on this package. Interesting here, Bidenkowski lines up on the far side of the right line. Two receivers down low, Tilton in the slot, Hallenbach. Now the Evergreens will fake the handoff. Ostrowski gets a block, gets the corner, short of the first down. Evergreens were hoping that more of the defenders would bite on the handoff to Zuliger into the line. Ball moves inside the 20, so the Evergreens break the red zone down to the 18. It's third and short. Third and three. And just like that, the bigger back, Neitzel, comes back in. So Neitzel and Zuliger here. Tilton is the receiver up high. Brian Hallenbach, receiver down low. On third down, handoff, nothing fancy here. This is Zuliger. He didn't get it. Wow, the left side of the Toma defensive line won at the line of scrimmage. He lost a yard. So instead of third and three, here comes fourth and four. The Evergreens are going for it back at the 19.
From the Toma 20.
Minute and a half to play in the first quarter, and the clock is still running. Evergreens up 14-0. passing on would be a 37-yard field goal here. Bryce Morris would have this. Come on, coach. Instead, the Evergreens go on fourth and four. Now we've got a whistle, and Toma is going to take a timeout. Kicker Bryce Morris will slide over a little bit closer to Coach Tim Strelo, just saying, I'm here, coach, if you want to try that. The Evergreens, though, showing little indication that they're not going for it. So Toma will spend their second timeout here. Evergreens already up 14-0. Football is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For over 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. Dunright Exteriors. I'm Chris Conley. Had enough turnovers and penalties to make this first quarter play a little bit long. Everyone seems to be having a really good time here. It's just nice to see Steam Stadium as full as it is today. The Evergreens do a great job with homecoming. The parade and all the events, homecoming dance tomorrow, and just everybody is in a good mood. Nice to see so many of the alumni back. This timeout is over. The Evergreens come right out onto the field. For this fourth down, the Evergreens are sending out a four-receiver package, two receivers up high, two down low. Zuliger is the running back behind Ostrowski in the pistol on fourth down. He'll throw on fourth down. Stopped. To tilt it in the corner. It is over his shoulder and incomplete. The ball has been turned over to Toma. 1:09 to play in the first quarter. And Toma inherits the football back at their 19-yard line.
First and 10, Toma on the 20-yard line.
See if Toma can generate something on offense. Toma has had one completed pass down the field, and it's accounted for almost all of their offense, a 32-yard pass reception. Went three and out the last time and had negative yardage. Quarterback will pass here, three-step drop, throws over the middle, off the hands of one of the Everest linemen, and incomplete. Elevating on the play there was Orion Bowe, who already has a touchdown on special teams. Zibton had the coverage over the top. That pass was underthrown. That ball, if anything, needed a little more touch on it. Had zip but no arc and was almost picked off. From the pistol again, put a receiver across this formation, fake the jet sweep. Now this running back has it, cuts back to the middle. This is a big gain. Busts into the secondary. This Toma scoring drought is going to come to an end. Boone Matheson has just run 80 yards for a touchdown.
Boone Matheson with the touchdown for the Timberwolves.
It's the jet sweep, and some of the Evergreens thought the quarterback still had it. Boone Matheson got into the secondary. He was fast once he got past the Evergreens' initial line of attack. Boone Matheson. So for the first time in 10 quarters, Toma is on the scoreboard. That run comes with 52 seconds left in the quarter. 14-7. Well, extra point pending here.
Timeout, Evergreens.
The Evergreens want a timeout. Again, the Evergreens not really sure if Toma is going to shift into some kind of two-point formation or not. At least it looks like Nathan Spears is going to come out to try the extra point. So 14-6 now, and we are waiting to see if Toma will indeed kick for one or try for two. So both teams have used some timeouts here in the first quarter. Toma has only one remaining in the first half. Evergreens have two remaining. Football tonight brought to you by M&J Marine. The best boats in the business. The best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine. I-39, exit 181, Mosinee, M&J Marine. You'll notice the difference. They're going for two here. Quarterback Evan Long from the pistol with Boone Matheson next to him. Design. Can he get the corner? Throws back of the end zone. Leaping catch dropped. That receiver had the ball arrive just as the Everest defender was getting there too, knocked away, incomplete. Two-point conversion fails. Brock Babiish was arriving there just as the pass was. 14-6. So, I mean, here it is. It's kind of an interesting point in the game. The Evergreens are the better team by a lot. But Toma has had two big plays down the field. Had a completed pass and then failed on the next set of downs, turned the ball over on fourth down. And then Toma gets that big jet sweep that goes for 80 yards and a touchdown. And the Evergreens, those 14 points, none of them have been put up by the offense. A pick six to open the game made it 7-0. And then a blocked punt recovered in the end zone by Orion Bowe made it 14-0. 14-6 now. Toma is starting from a bunch formation here. Are they going to onside kick here? Let's see. Everyone is bunched up together, and now Toma will spread it out for a more conventional kickoff. Tilton and Strelo back to receive this kick. It's a short kick. Bounces at the 25. Tilton picks it up at his own 20. Got a block across the 30. Tackled by the ankles down to the 33-yard line. Evergreen's offense will start there. In the closing seconds of the first quarter, 14-6 Evergreens.
Tilton carries out to the 33. First Evergreen. Check that, 34.
Boy, the Evergreens were mistake-prone the last time they had the football. One, two, three penalties. A hold and two illegal blocks. See if the Evergreens want to be more basic and straightforward here on first down. It's a pitch. This is Zuliger. Does he get the corner? Well, he was tackled near the line of scrimmage. He falls forward. It's a gain of 2 yards. Clock continues to run. We'll go under 30 seconds. I think the Evergreens will be snapping the ball once more before the quarter comes to a close. Ethan Ostrowski seems to be in no rush, but I believe the Evergreens will have to snap here. Yep, they break it, come up to the line of scrimmage. Game clock for the first quarter, 13. Here's second and 8 from the 36. Under center, second man through. No, it's design rollout. Quarterback going to try and get the corner. Ostrowski cuts back and gets past the slower defensive lineman. First down. That's where the quarter will come to an end. Planted his back foot, and Ostrowski cut forward and got himself 14 yards right out to midfield and a first down. The second quarter awaits. At the end of one, DC Everest 14, Toma 6. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.